friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today we are reading a book called Can you say it? I'll say it. Bluey, the Pool. And it was written by the people who write the Bluey stories. Because it says the book is based on the TV series Bluey. And they haven't given us a specific author to give credit to. So we'll just say thank you to all of the people who write Bluey. And we'll tell our friends it's on Disney Plus if you want to watch it. We really liked it. And then we will say it's read today by Mommy. And a boy who sits next to me, who today has no name. Or maybe is that your name? The sound effect? This is the sound of a slinky. And so that is his name. Today his name is the sound of a slinky. There it is. Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
And slinky expert. I can show you how you use a slinky.
That's true. So
we
maybe
can slink down the stairs if it's little, like my old one.
So today, the story is read by Mommy and the Slinky Expert. Here we go. It's a hot summer's day, and Bluey wants to know what the family is going to do. "Nothing until you've cleaned your teeth," says Mum, but Bluey doesn't want to.
"Boring things are..."
She says, "That's boring!" And she's kind of not interested. And her mom says to her,
"Boring things are important too," says Mum.
Bluey thinks that if boring things were important, then they'd be more fun. That's a good point.
Dad bursts in. "Let's go for a swim in Uncle Stripe's pool," yells Dad.
"Yeah!"
cry the girls.
"Don't forget the swim stuff," calls Mum. But Bluey, Bingo, and Dad are already rushing out the door and into the car.
"Mummy's such a fuss pot. She always makes us do boring things," says Bluey.
"She does," says Dad.
When they get to Uncle Stripe's, Bluey leaps down onto the footpath. It's hot. Bluey and Bingo don't have their sandals.
"Ow, owie, ow, ow, owie, ow."
So Dad ends up carrying them.
"I'm a giraffe,"
says Bingo, because she's on top of her dad's head. And she does kind of look like maybe she might be a giraffe with that long, tall neck. Then it's time for Bluey and Bingo to put on their rashies and sunscreen. But Dad's forgotten them.
"Oh, biscuits.
We'll just have to stay in the shady bit, and we'll put our hats on," says Dad.
"What hats?"
asks Bluey. Oh no, they've forgotten their hats too. Gracious. Bluey does a cannonball into the pool. This is going to be fun. Bingo wants to jump in too.
Dad, can I have my floaties?
She asks.
Sorry, Squirt, I didn't bring them,
says Dad. Bingo's not sure about that crawly thing either. So, in the picture, we can see that there is a thing that kind of is going along, and it's got a long hose, and it's got sort of a starfish-looking bottom to it. And do you know what it is?
What?
It's a pool cleaner. It's going along, sucking up all the goo that gets in the bottom of swimming pools from the trees and stuff. But Bingo doesn't like that, but she's stuck. She can't go out into the middle of the pool because she doesn't have her floaties. Bluey wants to swim all the way to the other end of the pool, but she can't go into the sunny bit.
You've got no sunscreen on,
reminds Dad.
Dad, is the shady bit going to get bigger or smaller?
Asks Bluey.
Ah, bigger for sure, says Dad.
I meant smaller,
says Dad. The pool doesn't seem that much fun anymore. Because, so the swimming pool, friends who don't have the book, the swimming pool is a shape. It is the shape of a
triangle.
Are you sure? I'll look at it again.
Rectangle.
There you go. Four sides. A rectangle. And when they started to swim, the shady part of the swimming pool was a large part of the swimming pool, but the sun is moving, right? And so the shade is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And now, instead of most of the rectangle being shaded, only just the steps by the front of the swimming pool are shaded, and all the rest of it is in the sun. And if you don't have your sunscreen on, well, you could get a sunburn.
Oh, you would get a sunburn.
And now here the girls come.
Dad, I'm bored. Dad, I'm cold. Dad, I'm freezing. Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm starving. Dad.
Oh. They're just bombarding him with questions. Do you know what that means, to bombard?
Yeah.
It means they're peppering him with questions. They're like shooting off little questions like bombs.
Like this. Furrow questions. Bam, bam, bam.
Yes.
Dad.
All right. Okay. Can everyone stop saying Dad?
Says Dad.
I actually think Dad is actually boring and Mum is way more fun, declares Bluey. A warm voice floats into the pool area.
Oh, now that's nice to hear, says Mum. I brought all the swim stuff you left behind.
Mum! Mum!
The girls are running over to her. Mum even remembered to bring morning tea. After they've eaten, Mum helps Bluey put on some sunscreen, and then Dad helps Bingo with her floaties.
So, boring things are important sometimes, then?
Asks Mum.
Yes,
agrees Bluey. Goggles mean Bluey can play torpedo, and floaties mean Bingo can escape from the crawly thing, and sinkies take you to the very bottom of the pool. So let's describe this to our friends. If you put goggles over your eyes, it means that you can see well under the water. You don't have to have goggles on to see under the water, but sometimes it helps. And floaties keep you up on the top of the water floating, so you can move around the water a little bit easier. And what are sinkies? Do you see in the picture what sinkies are?
The little round things.
Mm-hmm. They're rings And you drop them to the bottom of the swimming pool, and then you can go and pick them back up again. And at the bottom of the pool, you can see all sorts of things when you look up. And there she is, and she sees her mom and dad. Bluey's in the bottom of the pool, and she's looking up, and she sees her mom and her dad. And it is a wonderful thing, friends, to go to the swimming pool when you have everything you need to have fun. Wouldn't you say so, Slinky Master? Yeah, well, we are in the middle of winter here, so we do not get to go to the swimming pool right now. But our friends who are in Australia, who are listening, they are in the middle of their winter, or their summer. So they will appreciate this story. And with it, we will say...
The end!
The end!
And if you want to hear the sound of Slinky, you know where I am.
Yep.